Dr. Sophia, I just wondered about Thursday. The soap that we were developing on Thursday relates to whether a nasis requires hasra. You mentioned there's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos about that. Tosfos says that a nasis requires a partial hasra, some kind of a different, a strange, a modified hasra. And Rashi says that he doesn't require hasra b'chlal. So with the trouble, how can that be? How can a mate, why is a mace is different than any other balavera that needs hasra in order to give menonish? So we developed these so, Rabbi Shechter developed these so based on the Ramban. Ramban and Parashas Kiseitse. The Ramban says that there actually are four individuals in the Torah that don't require hasra. That's the Tzad Mora and Tzad Mamre and Ibn Zomim and Maces. What's the Tzad Ashove of all of these individuals? So the Ramban is actually not talking about hasra, he's talking about achraz. That you have to come on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, you come and you make an announcement that these individuals are being killed because of what they did. These four individuals, and Sarah Mora and Abram Zom, and we say that they're being killed because of what they did. So there's a need to make a special announcement. Why? To warn other people not to get involved in such activities. To act as a deterrent for the other people. Bishakta suggested that maybe the same idea can be applied to Hasra, that these four individuals don't need Hasra because they're not being killed, or the onish is not being given to them because of any avera that they did. They did something wrong. No one's debating that they did something wrong. There was an avera that they did, but the onish is not commensurate to the avera. Because a person eats a little bit of extra meat and drinks some wine, we don't put him to death. We would imagine we don't put him to death. But the Torah says we do, because it's important to warn people not to get involved in such activities. Someone who argues on the Sanhedrin, we'd say it's a terrible thing, but to put him to death, yes, that machlokas shouldn't be machlokas. It's a very important thing. So there's no question these four individuals are doing something wrong, but the onesh and the avera don't seem to line up with each other. So anytime that the onesh is not due to the avera itself, you don't need hasra. Because hasra might be necessary in order to make a ma'is avera to a ma'is avercha. So if they're not being killed because of the avera, they did an avera, but the avera is not the reason why the onesh is being given. It's being given as a deterrent, so then it's not necessary to be ma'asra. That's what we suggested. And then we prove that maybe the Rambam Taka says it beferish, because the Rambam by Edom Zomimin makes the statement that Edom Zomimin don't have a shkoga, v'shein b'hem ma'isa, v'finko chenem tzrichim hasra, that there's no tour of shogeg because there's no ma'isa involved, and that's why you don't have to give hasra to the Edom Zomimin. So the Ravid is, if there's no tour of shogeg whenever there's no ma'isa, so Megadef also. Megadef is someone who curses Hashem Chalila. There's no mice, it's only Bedibra, so we shouldn't. There shouldn't be any Ptur of Shogeg, and yet, presumably, we give a Hasra to a Megadef, which means that there is a Ptur of Shogeg. So how can the Rambam say that there's no Ptur of Shogeg by Edom Zomim because there's no mice? So the Rav suggested, no, what the Rambam has in mind is that there's no Ptur of Shogeg because the reason why the Edom Zomim are being punished is not because of the Avera that they did. It's, again, along the lines of the Ramban. It's simply tagged as a deterrent to others. It's not the Avera. They weren't even successful. They weren't successful. They wanted to kill the Nidon. They wanted to give him some kind of punishment. They weren't successful. That's not why they're being punished. They're being punished for the Ratzon. They're being punished for the Ratzon that they had, that they wanted to give an onish to the Nidon. They're not being punished for the Avera of Edus Sheker. Right? It's a law in the Torah, but you're not punished if the Edom Zomim wanted to kill the Nidon. So the Isser of Losan of Reacha and Shaker is not punished by killing someone. Right? So what are they being killed for? The answer is they're being killed for the Ratzon, not being killed for the Aver of Losan of Reacha and Shaker. Being killed for the Ratzon that they wanted to punish the Nidon. So that could be what the rabbi has in mind. They don't need hasra because hasra is only necessary if the punishment is for the avera that the person did. If it's not for the avera, then hasra is not necessary. The key to the rabbi is not l'fi she'ein b'hem ma'isa. The key is not that there's no action. It's that there's no avera. Not that there's no avera. The punishment is not because of the avera. Even if they're doing something wrong, the punishment is not for the avera. And that's why they don't need hasra. So Shalom Winnick came up to me after Shir and asked me, but that doesn't really work out very nicely with the Gemara Ksubas. Did you notice that? The Gemara Ksuvos gives a different reason why Yedim Zomim don't need Hasra. What's that? That doesn't make sense. Right, Kasha Zomim, being a Kasha Zomim, the Lekka, that Mi Kamidi, Tzidlosh. Mi Kamidi, the Inu Bo, Lemikto, Bo, Hasra. That's the Losh of the Gemara. Mi Kamidi, the Inu Bo, Koto, Bo, Hasra, the Inu Bo, Hasra. They wanted to kill the Nidah without Asra, so why should we give them Asra to kill them? It's not a Midah Keneged Midah. That's not quite what the Rambam says. Like the Rambam says that Eidim Zomim don't need Hasra. Why? Because they're not punished for the Avera that they did. Ein Bahem Maisa. It doesn't mean there's no action. Means they're not punished for the Maisa Avera. They're not punished for the Avera of Eidu Sheker. It's not what the Gemara Ksuvos says. The Gemara Ksuvos says that there has to be a tit for tat. If they wanted to punish the Nidon without Asras, then they're punished without Asra too. It's only fair. That's Kasher Zama. So it's a little strange. The Rambam is not fitting in with the Gemara. The Bechana Wasserman in his Kovet Shirim Ksuvos, as well as the Shimon Shkof and Shirim Ksuvos, there in the Gemara. So they suggest that maybe there's no steer between the Rambam and the Gemara. Maybe both reasons are necessary. Both reasons are necessary. Everything we said in the Rambam is correct. But you need a Gemara too? Why? Because we know there are two parts to every Hasra. On the one hand, Hasra is to tell the Nidon about the Isser, right? As we'll see today, Mitzvah Hasra is Lahafim and Shovig Lemezid, to demonstrate that the Nidon is amazed, he realizes that there's an Isser and he's violating the Isser. But what's the other element to Asra? You have to tell him about the onesh, so he's Matar Atzmo L'misa. He has to be Matar Atzmo L'osa Onesh. He has to indicate, I'm an Asken Ani Osa, I'm doing the Aver, but now I know I'm going to get an Onesh. So there's an element of Asra that relates to the Isser, and an element of Asra that relates to the Onesh. So maybe the two reasons, the Rambam and the Gemara, are really relating to both points. The Rambam is saying, why don't I need Hasra to tell the Nidon, to tell the Eidim Zomim about the Isser, L'hachem and Shomim L'mezid, that the Eidim Zomim realize that they're not allowed to testify falsely, to try to punish the Nidon with an onus that he's not obligated. So that Hasra I don't need, according to the Rambam, because the only time I need Hasra is if the Ma'is Avera produces the onus. But if it's not due to the Avera that the Eidim Zomim did, even though they did something wrong, but it's not commensurate to the Avera, we're punishing them for a different reason, right? Liasabos Arabin, to act as a deterrent, that no one else should try to do that. So I don't need this aspect of Asura to tell the Eidim Zomim about the Issa. As long as they have a Ratzon, right? As long as they have a Ratzon to punish the Nidon, that's enough to punish them. They don't have a Ptur Shogim to say, well, we didn't know that there's an Issa of Eidim Zomim. We don't even need Hasra to indicate so that the Eidim will tell us we didn't know. We don't even need Hasra so that the Eidim can't say we didn't know there was an Isser of Eidim Sheker. Maybe Taka they don't know that Losanav Reacha Eid Shaker is Allah. But that doesn't matter because we're not punishing them for the Eidim Sheker. We're punishing them for the Ratzin that they had to punish the Nidon with an Onish that he didn't deserve. But that doesn't explain why we shouldn't need Hasra anyway. We should need Hasra for the Eidim Zomim so that they can be Matir Atzmam La'onesh, either on this Miso or on this Shmalkas, whatever we're going to give them. We should need Asura anyway. They're not saying, I'm an Askein, Anu Osim, that we'll get the Onesh of Malkas or Misa. So what gives us the right to punish the Eidim Zomim without Asura? So to that the Gemara says, I'll tell you what gives us the right. Kasher Zomim, since they wanted to punish the Nidon without Asura, they were going to punish the Nidon without the Nidon being Matar Atzmo L'Misa, so they're punished in exactly the same way. They don't have to say that we are aware that there's an Onesh, and Afal Bikim, we're doing the Issa. That there are two parts to the Hasra. There's Hasra for the Issa, Hasra for the Onesh. The Rambam is focusing on why Eidim Zomim don't need Hasra to tell them about the Issa. And the Gemara is talking about why we don't need Hasra for Eidim Zomim to tell them about the Onesh, that they'll be Matar Atzmo L'Onesh. Okay, so the two reasons could go together. Yes.
But the other three examples don't have a Gemara and Ksubis, like that Svara, then for those you would need Matar Atzmo L'Misa. Definitely don't need it by Mesis.
Right. Definitely don't need it by Mesis, right? That's a sticking point. If you put all three of them together, then it sounds a little strange. Right? because you'd have to tell them about the onesh. And that's one thing by mezes that you definitely don't have, right? Even according to Tosfos, that mezes, you tell mezes, heich laniach avinu shevashamayim v'neilach v'nach v'reitzim v'avonim, that's to be mastering about the is and not the onesh. It sounds like you're not giving them asra for the onesh, and it's not. And the svar of the Gemara Ksubas doesn't apply to mezes. It's a shtaka kash. Very good kash. Have to think about it. Very good kash. So you're saying basically that if by mezes you don't have this extra reason, and yet we don't give asra for the onesh by edim zomim, also we shouldn't need the extra reason of the Gemara Ksubas.
Because the svara is Hatzalah by mezes. Like that is like Kilu the Gemara.
Again?
Like you wouldn't need it. You wouldn't need Atar Asmal Mitzvah, except for the fact that L'sachma plus Chasalah.
And how about Ben Sarah and Laura?
Yeah,
Hashem still didn't exist for Ben Sarah. Though we don't really know what the halacha is there, whether you have. It sounds like you don't have to give Asra. The Gemara later on in Pei Tesam and Beis says, okay, Mari doesn't need Asra. It sounds like no aspect of Asra. Not for this and not for the Onish. Still, it's difficult. Gotta think about it. The answer is, it sounds like a nice answer, right? For Edom Zomim, it sounds like a nice answer. But if you put all, you see, we're blinded by the Ramban. Once the Ramban said that these four individuals are put together, so we're always going to be comparison shopping over here. We're always going to try to figure out, are they the same, are they not the same? So yeah, if you try to make a kugel out of them, you try to put them all together, so then it's going to be tricky. It's going to be tricky. Why are there some Gemaras for Edom Zomim, not for the other members of the group of four? I don't know, I have to think about it. It's a good kashi.
One Meshel Kiku also by Ben Sora Mora. Same thing, maybe you can say that even further. You don't need Matar Atma Litsa because it's just a Chapa. It's not the same thing there.
No, that Rashi is just an indication that a Ben Sora Mora doesn't need Hasra. But what aspect of Hasra does he not need?
Right?
So the fact that even after telling about the Is is that you can explain with Ramban. But the fact that he doesn't need Matar Atma Litsa, so why not? If you tell me the reason why the Edom Zomim don't have to be Matar Atma Lemisa is because of the Gemara Ksubas, so that doesn't apply to Ben Sarah and Mora. So the Ben Sarah and Mora should be Matar Atzma. He should have to be Matar Atzma Lemisa. So we should have to be mastering him for the Onesh, so he'll be Matar Atzma Lemisa. That's basically Ian's cash. I'm not sure what the answer is. I have to work on it. I have to think about it. It's good cash. Okay, let's go weiter. Let's move on. So this concludes the first answer that we dealt with this man. To explain whether Motzi Shemra is the Shlosha, Be'esim Shlosha. This is the Mishnah. The Meir and the Chacham have a machlokes, but the mumminess of Motzi Shemra requires a Be'esim of Be'esim Shlosha. It's enough to have a Be'esim of Shlosha. But I wanted to say the machlokes is the machlokes for Bihud and the Chachamim, whether the Hasra has to be specific for the Mitzvah's Be'esim that they're going to get. And we're talking about a case where the Eidim that the Baal brings say that they weren't master the woman for an Issa Skila, right? If a Nara Moros is Mizana, she gets Skila, so they weren't master her for Skila. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that can't lead to Dina Nefashis. According to the Tanakhama, according to the Chacham, they can't lead to Dina Nefashis. So Rabbi Meir holds that Motzi Shemra is Bishlosha because he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to be master dafka for the Misa, so we'll never lead to Nefashis, so we're not afraid it'll lead to a need for a Bezin of Chav Gimel. And the Chachamim, Paskin like the Chachamim, right? The Chacham are like the Tanakhama, but they hold that you can be Masif and Misa Bez Nistan. So they say that if the Eidim were not Masif for Stila, it can still lead to Misa Bez, and that's why we're afraid, that's why you need Esim Shlosh. That's a bias answer. Rav Papa has a new answer. Hacha Bisha Chaver Askin, and Rav Papa Rav Yossi Bar Yehuda V'Rabon. We're talking about an Isha Chaver. What does it mean, Isha Chaver? An educated woman, she knows the halachas. The Kamifli Beflut is Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda Rabban, and Tanya Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda Omer Chavra and Sarah Hasra, the Fishlun, and Asra Ella Lahachim and Shovim and Mace. Yossi by Yehuda is the one who is Machadish this idea that the purpose of Hasra is to Nachim and Shovim and Mace. So Rav Papa suggests maybe Rav Meir and the Chacham are arguing about the Machadish of Yossi by Yehuda and the Chacham. Meaning maybe Rav Meir goes like the Chacham and Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda. Rav Meir assumes what? That even a chover or a chaver is tzarech hasra. If a chover is tzarech hasra, and here the Eidim that the Baal brings say that they weren't master of the woman, Right, as Rashi says, "Kigon shehevi edim ima betchilas hazmanasa ledin v'avishol hisuba l'fisha ha'isha chaverei v'lohutzuchol hazusba." The edim say, "We weren't master." The Baal always has to, right? The Baal claims something. He wants to be master of the ksuba, but to have a real case of motzi shemra where the Baal is going to get malchus, that he's bringing edim. So what do these edim say? So comes Rashi. Right, Rav Papa is suggesting that the edim say beferish, "We weren't master. She's an isha chaverei. She's educated. She learned." She learned, she knows the dinim. If she knows the dinim, so then we didn't think we had to be masra. So comes Rabbi Meir and says, "Well, just one second. Rabbi Meir holds like the Chachamim that even a chaver is tzarech asra. If a chaver is tzarech asra, then ish chaver should need asra. So according to Rabbi Meir, there's no chashash that this is going to lead to nefashos, because they weren't masra properly. They weren't masra in a way that it could lead to nefashos. So for the moment is the motzi shemra, all you need is the besen of shloshim. That's what Meir Shita. And the Chachamim say, no, we're still afraid to lead to the Nefashos. The Chachamim of our Mishnah paskin like Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda vis-a-vis Hasra, that a chaver doesn't need Hasra. So if a chaver doesn't need Hasra, then even if they weren't master, the Yishachaver could still lead to the Nefashos. That's why they say, even for the moment is, you need a besen of esem of shloshim. Okay, that's the machlokas Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim according to Rav Pop. Questions? Yeah.
Isn't it that it's not a case of momentous? Now it would be a case of nefashos. So, is it that they hold that a case of momentous could be nefashos?
So now it's mamish a case of nefashos if they're paying the remarks for nefashos.
If they're Eden, then it's in a case of nefashos.
Okay, what are we talking about? What kind of mumminess are we talking about? Meaning, once the Baal brings the Eidim, right, are we discussing the mumminess of the Tain of the Baal or the Tain of the Av? Do we have a Bezin of Chav Gimel now? Maybe they only brought the Bezin of Gimel. Right? The Eidim claim that they were Masra. So we know what the future is going to bring, but who says that he was Machnif Esu Meshloshu? Who said that the Baal put 23 together? Maybe he only cares about the mum, right? So maybe he brought a bezin of shlosha together. So now the question is, should we now say that even for the mum, it's not going to be enough to adjudicate the case of mumminess with a bezin of shlosha? We still need esim of shlosha because it's going to lead to esim of shlosha. That's the shayla. Okay? Rabbi Meir says that in that case, we're not afraid, and the Chacham say we are afraid. Okay.
So what's the fear?
The fear is real, right? If you say that Isha Chavera does not require Asra, so then now that the Eidim say that they saw her be Mezana, even though they weren't Masra her, then that can lead to an Afoshas case. There is an Afoshas case right here. So even though the Baal only has a Bezin of Shlosh in front of him, and he says, "I don't care about the Afoshas, I just want to be Masra the Ksuba," but we're going to need a Bezin of Esim of Shlosh even for the Dini Mamanis now.
Usually we said they could leave because Aiden might hear and come. Saying, what's going to change here? That more Aiden might come, or that he's going to decide randomly to get a basement?
No, it's not what's going to change, even if it's not going to change. Rashi happened to have learned the case that the Bezin is coming, the Baal is coming even without Aiden. Rashi originally, on the Ches of Ra'al, learned that the Baal is coming without Aiden. So that's why he says that you can only talk about a fear of the future, that it's not even the Foshas Mamish now. But even if it could be a case of Dina Nefashos now, the question is the Baal coming to Bezdin to adjudicate a case of Dina Nefashos? He might not be. He might be bringing Aiden to be Mafsid the Ksuba. He just wants to prove it. Maybe the Baal doesn't realize that he has a Chazaka and he's never to be Mafsid the Ksuba even without Aiden. So he brings the Aiden. But he doesn't care about the Nefashos issue, he's only caring about Mamanis. But we know that this is going to be a case of Nefashos. So we will not allow the case of Mamanus to go on just in a Bezin of Shlosha. We'll need Esim of Shlosha. Okay. So who do you think we paskin like? Right? Do we take Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, or would we paskin like the Chacham? Does a Chaver need Asra? Does a Chaver not need Asra? See, even though it's funny, it doesn't work out with Rabbi Meir and Chachamim here. It sounds like the Chachamims are not lining up here. It's a little bit strange, right? But at first glance, you'd say, I mean, look, within Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, we have another six answers. So it's not clear that this is necessarily the answer that explains the Tanaim of our Mishnah. But you'd say within Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda and the Chachamim, Yachid Rav Malacha Kerabim, Lachora, we pass like the Chachamim that Chavir Tzara Chasura. So why should a Chavir be Tzara Chasura? Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda gives us a Svari to explain to us what Asura is about. And we've actually been using his Svara until now. And he says, Asura is Lahavchim and Shogib Lemezid, to make sure that the Baal Aveira knows what he's doing, and he's amazed, he's doing it intentionally. So according to that logic, Lachar Chava should not need Asura. Someone who knows, a Talmud Chacham, who knows the Din, he doesn't have to be a Rabbi, he doesn't have to have Smicha, but if he knows the Dinim, so then Mestam, he doesn't need Asura, because we assume that he's Becheskas Mezid. He's Becheskas Mezid, because he knows what the Halacha saw. So why Taka do the Chachamim hold that a Chava needs Asura? What's the logic of the Chacham? So at first glance, he'd say that the Chachamim hold it's a Gzeras HaKasuf. It's a Gzeras HaKasuf. We didn't actually look at the sugya per se. We looked at before, we looked at the Braisa before this, and the Gemara after it. The Gemara that Mem of the days, we had that Braisa of all the questions that we asked the Eidim. Makir Matem. Also, Nochri Harag Yisrael Harag Yisrei Simba Kibul Alav Asura Hidratz Mulamisa Hamis Besoch Kedei Dibur. All of the details, right? He has to be Makabal Asura. He has to be Matratz Mulamisa too, and he has to do the Avera Besoch Kedei Dibur after the Asura. So these are all the questions that we asked the Eid. So then the Gemara asks Menayin Asura Menat Torah. How do we know that you need Asura? And the Gemara gives four different psukim, four different makaros, and then there's a Tzrichas in the Gemara. Why do you need these different sources? They're psukim for why you need Asra. Matratz mil lemisa is a pasuk for that too. We talked about the detail. The pasuk might just be a gili milsa, that it's a hatzala, it's part of the dine hatzala of the nidam. But there are makaros in the Gemara and that mem, going up to mem aleph, makaros that you need Asra. So you could say that that's what the chachamim hold. It's a gzeras hakasuf. Everyone needs Asra, not just the someone who doesn't know the din, but even someone who does know the din. Comes the Rambam and throws a monkey wrench into the whole system. The Rambam does paskin like the Chachamim. I didn't make it up. Right? The Rambam does paskin like the Chachamim. But the reason he gives is a little bit strange. The Rambam in Ilchas Sanhedrin Perek Yudbeis Halacha Beis. The Rambam says, Echad Talmud Chacham ve'echad am ha'aretz tzarech asura alam. Shlonit na'asura ela lahavim en shogim levei d'shem en shogim. Zok the Rambam, Bain and Am Ha'aretz, Bain a Talmud Chacham, even a Talmud Chacham needs Hasra. Why doesn't Talmud Chacham need Hasra? Shlom Nidna Hasra, Elo Lahachem and Shogim Lembezit. Zdach Pile Ploy, Mulden Osikei, Lem Eskan the Rambam. The Rambam Paskin like the Chacham and the Chavit Sar Hasra. But why does Chavit need Hasra? The Rambam doesn't say it's Exer Sakasa. He says, Shlom Nidna Hasra, Elo Lahachem and Shogim Lembezit. Now that's bizarre. That's strange. The Chavir Mestama knows the din. The Chavir is amazed. So why would I need Asra? Fakir, that's a reason to say the Chavir ain't Tzarech Asra. Not the Chavir Tzarech Asra. What's the Rambam saying? He's holding the rope at both sides, right? He's passing like the Chachamim that the Chavir is Tzarech Asra. But on the other hand, he takes Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda's Svara to explain why the Chavir is Tzarech Asra. But the Chavir, that's not the time of the Chachamim. The Chachamim say that Asra is Exeris HaKasav. If the Asra would be Lahachim and Shogim Lemezid, so then the Chavir should not need Asra, because there's no need to be mafkin. He knows the din, and he is amazed. Very, very difficult. The Rambam is very difficult. So this is the kasha that all the Nosei Kelim ask on the Rambam. What's the answer for the Rambam? So the Kesef Mishnah suggests that it's not what you think. When the Rambam says, Shalonin Asra, Elo Lahakam and Shoyal Amazed, it doesn't mean to tell us that the Chavir knows the Isra, he knows the din that there's an Aveir in them. Nah. As the Mishnah says, "Yeshitmoa al Rabbeinu sheposik Rabbanan dechavin amitzar chasra." Ech nosan tam shalom nidna elal hafam ishavi lemeizim. That's the Kesef Mishnah's kasha. Yeshlomad le Rabbanan ami avi asra lachem ishavi lemeizim. Says the Kesef Mishnah. Elad havi begavna achriti dechaver v'amhoretz shavin bo. There's a case that the chaver and the amhoretz are going to be equal. How are they equal? The Amoritz doesn't know the din, the Chavir does know the din, so why, how could they be equal? So the case of Mishnah, he goes, Lehodia shechaticha zuchelev o shehayom Shabbos. In terms of being modi, in terms of identifying what the Metzias is, the Amaretz and the Chavar are exactly the same. They both have to know the Metzias. Even a Chavar who knows the Din, he has to know the Metzias. If he doesn't know that this is Chaylev, knowing that Chaylev is also to eat is not going to help him. So explain to the Kesef Mishnah, what the Rav has in mind is that we have to be master, even the Chavar, to tell him what? Not to tell him the Issi, that it's also to do Melach and Shabbos, it's also to eat Chaylev. That he knows. We have to tell the Chavar, this is Chaylev. Today is Shabbos. Right, we just have to be modia. We have to be masrim. The Rambam uses the Lashon Hasra, but comes to the Kesef Mishnah and says it's a misnomer. It's not really classical Hasra. We're not telling him the Issa. We're telling him that it's Chela. We're telling him what the Metzias is, what the facts are. That's what you have to tell the Chavar. Avadi, you don't have to tell the Chavar what the Issa is. He knows the Issa. He's Becheskas Mezeh, Becheskas Yodea, Sheyesh Issa. Right? But he's not Becheskas Yodea that this particular act is us, so he might not know the Metzias, so we have to identify the Metzias. That's all the Rambam meant. So the Kesef Mishnah takes the whole teeth of the Rambam's statement. He takes the teeth out of the statement of the Rambam. Ariel?
Is this, for him knowing, like, by the way, it's Shabbos today, is that for him to know, like, or because, like, with Hasra?
Meaning, if he's about to do Malacha, so we just have to identify to him that it's Shabbos. We don't have to tell him it's Hasra to do Malacha on Shabbos. It's Hasra to be Mavashi. He's about to put a pot on the fire. So we know that he's fully aware that there's an Isra Bishul on Shabbos. Right? He passed his Bishul Bechin already. We know that he knows the Din. So what's he doing over here? There's no need to tell him, you know that it's Hasra to be Mavashi on Shabbos. He knows that, but we have to tell him it's Shabbos. Maybe he forgot. He got up and maybe he's confused. He doesn't realize that today is Shabbos. Yes?
If we only have to identify the Messias, why does Rabbam Sasra say that bring me chayiv this Misa?
Ketzad Masimbo. Omer lo prosho al tasa shizu aveirahi v'chayiv ataleh. Mises bezdin o malkus. It's an excellent question, Avery. Right? That's what's difficult about the Kesef Mishnah. But the Kesef Mishnah seems to say that the Hasra for the Chover is only to identify the Metzias. Maybe the continuation of the Rambam is just broadening Hasra, is saying, for the Chavar Taki, you wouldn't have to say that. You wouldn't have to identify for the Chavar that there's an Issa. For the Amoritz, though, you actually have to identify that there's an Issa also. So maybe the Hemshech of the Rambam is to give you the Hasra for everyone. But for the Chavar Taki, maybe it's enough just to be Modiyah what the Metzias is. But it's difficult. I mean, the Rambam continues and explains what the Hasra is. It's difficult. It sounds like even for the Chavar, that's the kind of Hasra you're giving him. Taka b'kashik. Comes the Radvaz and offers a different shot in the Rambam. He says, maybe Hasra for the Chavar, according to the Rambam, is not just to tell him the Metzias, it's to tell him Halacha. Tell him the Halacha. Tell him Halacha, but what does the Chavar need to be told Halacha? He knows the Metzias. He's b'cheskas mezid that he knows the Halacha. Dr. Radvaz, in time of Rabbi Ikum, there's a reason why you should have to tell the Chavar about the Halacha. Then he shu chacham v'yodeya shedavar ze osala asoso. Even though the chacham is knowledgeable about the iser, m'schayev alav malkas omisa, he even knows about the onesh too. Amakom matzi lemeimar shachachti b'shas maisa o chashavti shelo ye'osa ha'maisa asher nasa v'to'isi. The chacham can say, I forgot b'shas maisa. I forgot b'shas maisa. If there's no hasra, he could say, I forgot b'shas maisa. Or, I thought that the maisa wouldn't happen. Toisi, shachachti. Hilkach l'salei kol tos tzarech hasra. So after Radvaz, you need hasra according to the rabbi, even by a chover, to l'salei kol tos. Even though the chover is b'cheskas meisid, there's an assumption that he knows the din. If he's doing the maisa isa, then the stomach is amazing. But he could say Ta'isi, he could say Shachachti, Matsi Lamemar, he could say, I forgot. If we don't give him Asra, so then he could have a Taina. He could have a Taina. It's a far-fetched case, but he could have a Taina that I forgot or I didn't realize that the Maisa was going to happen. And comes the Rambam and says, you have to be Maser even the Chavim. The Hacham and Shogeg Lamezid, you have to give Asra even to the Chavim. It's a very different pshat than the Kesef Mishnah. As the Mishnah said, that the Chavar needs Hasra only to identify the Metzias for the Chavar. The Ravaz seems to say that the Chavar needs Hasra even to tell him the Isser. Aye, but he knows the Isser. Yeah, he's Becheskas Mezid, but he could still say to Isser. If we don't give Hasra to the Chavar, then he could say, I forgot B'Shas Meisah. very unlikely that he would say after Nafashas Maisa, but the Radva says, no, that's why Hasra is necessary even for the Chav. So we have to understand what the Radva is saying. I need to be master of the Chav to tell about the Issa, because if not, then he could say, I made a mistake or I forgot. What kind of a strange idea is that? If he's Becheskas Mezid, so how can he later claim that he forgot? We'll say, but you're Becheskas Mezid, you know the Dinim, how could you have forgotten? It's very unlikely that you would forget. Sticking point that we have to work on. Josh.
At the end of the Rabbah, then he says that to remove any...
Remove any doubt, remove any possibility that you could say, Ta'isi yo shachachti.
So does that mean that the Kesemishah's pshat is included in the Rabbah's scene?
No, the Kesemishah is very different. He's saying that we're not going to tell the Chavar about the Issa b'chalal, we're going to tell him what the Messias is. He knows the Issa, we're not talking about the Issa to him. Rabbah says, no, we are going to tell him about the Issa. He knows the Issa? No, but because if we don't tell him about it, then he could come back and say, I taka forgot Pshat Maisa. It's a very different pshat. One is a Mitzias pshat, the other is a halachic pshat. Very different. The halachic pshat, the Mitzias pshat doesn't seem to work well in the hemshich of the Ramah. The halachic pshat seems difficult bichlal. Why should I have to tell him about the Isser? But he knows about the Isser. He's a chaver. What's the shayla? Yes.
Also, maybe from the lashon of Rashi of Elul Havkin, Shloyachal Lomar, Sarin Yitishma, that didn't sound more like Radvaz in the Kesef Mishnah.
Shloyachal Lomar, Savra Hayisi Shemuta.
If it was the Kesef Mishnah, it said Choshev or something like, I would have thought, as opposed to Lomar.
But that's within Rav Yossi Bar Yehuda.
No, I know, but I'm saying what they're both arguing about. I mean, Rav Yossi Bar Yehuda.
What he can say.
Right, what he can say. So it sounds more like the Radvaz.
What's the Radvaz saying? Why do we have to tell the Chavar about the Isser if he's Becheskas Mezid? Why should it be necessary? So the Ketos HaChoshen has a fundamental yisod in this sugi. He doesn't quote the Radvaz, but does he quote the Radvaz? I don't think so. Remember, did he quote the Radvaz at the end? I don't think he quotes the Radvaz. He quotes the Kesef. He quotes the Magid Mishnah Hilchos Yisurei Via, which is the same as the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah quotes the Magid Mishnah afterwards. I don't think he quotes the Radvaz, but his pshat is very similar to the Radvaz. I think that tzos can be a beer in what the Radvaz is saying. Let's all turn to this tzos hachoshe.
He said Hari
Mavoar.
Well,
what?
He said Hari Mavoar, and he's assuming that it's...
Mavoar means the Rambam. It's Mavoar and the Rambam. Does he say that the Radvaz gives his pshat? I think so. This is source one in packet three. Let's all turn to the tzos. It's a beautiful tzos. We'll read a little bit of it together. He quotes the Rambam. I have to read that again. Hare Mavur, the first one on the line is Hasra, the fifth line in the Ketosdin. Hare Mavur, the Afogab the Bavada Becheska Shiodea Seisiva Omesh, the Ho Chover. Afog became Eno Nerag, and she is Bar Hadover Bavada, Shlo Yomer Shogig Vichadom. Comes the Ketos and says, you know what Pshat in the Ramam is? The Chover needs a Hasra, even though he's Becheska Shiodea Seisiva, Becheska Smezi, we'll call him. The Isra and the Onish. It can't be narrowed until it's Misbar Bivada Shloyoma Shogeg Hayisi. Zok the Tzos, Vizel Chidish Achid Shator Bahasra. It's a Chidish Ator. It is a Zer Sakosav, it's a Posak. I never would have thought that you need Asra by the Chavi because he's Becheskas Mezid. He's Becheskas Mezid, he's amazing. If Asra is Lahafim Shogeg Lamezid, there's no need to give Asra to the Chavi. He's amazing. Comes the Tzos and says, no. It's a Chiddush HaTorah that there has to be a beer. It has to be Yisbar Hadav Rebavada Shlo Yom HaShogeg. Harav HaMagin Kosev Reish Lachas Yisur Ebiya Tehasra HaSchover Hu Lahudiyah Lo Shezeh Chelev O Shehayom Shabbos. The Magen Mishnah doesn't say like this, says the Ketos. Ach Loshon HaRav HaMorah Dein Chilu Klal Bein Hasra HaTavut Chochem Hasra Am HaOretz. Dim Kein B'Shneim Tzarech Lahudiyah Guf HaOnesh. The Asra, both of an Am Haaretz and a Talmid Chacham, says the Ketos, sounds like it's not to be Modiyah the Metzias, but to be Modiyah Guf HaOnesh. Philosagim Mashiyodim the Talmid Chacham Shezeh Chayla. That's not the key. It's not to be Modiyah the Metzias, to be Modiyah the Onesh. Talk the Ketos, Nochamo. Same svar as before. Vuchidu Shechit Shetar Ba'asra Lahavchin Bevir Ben Shogeg Lemezid. Underline that, those couple of words. That's the key. The key is that Cheskas Mezid is not enough. It has to be a Birur that he's been Mezid. That's the idea. It has to be Borur that he's amazing. And that's a Chiddush HaTorah. If you were to ask me, I'd say to give an onesh to someone, he has to be amazed. So if he's becheskas amazed, if there's an assumption that he's amazed, he knows the din, he must be amazed, then I can give the onesh to him. Comes the Torah and says, in all the psukim that the Gemara that Mem and Mebez quotes, those psukim are telling me that to give an onesh, it's not enough to be becheskas amazed. It has to be borushahu amazed. It has to be clear to the Aden, nicker to the Aden, that he's amazed. Not just we have an assumption that he's becheskas amazed, but it's borer, the nicker, shehu amazed. That's why the Chava needs Asura according to the Rambam. And that's why, says the Ketzos, Asura has to be betoch kedei dibur of the Ma'isaver. V'shemachi, kol Asura bein betoch kedei dibur. It has to be betoch kedei dibur, shalom alechor. Rebbe, Rebbe, Mori, 3 seconds, three words, but toch kedei dibur. Dela acha kedei dibur su leka havchona v'aminan ishtalion. After toch kedei dibur, there's no havchona. It's not borer v'nikah that he's amazing. We could say that he forgot. It's not likely that he forgot, but it's not bar of a nicker. It's just becheskas mezid, then it's not bar of a nicker. That's the yisod of the Ketzos, that you need a havchana gemura ben shogeg lemezid, that it's not just enough that he should be becheskas mezid, but that it's clear to the Eidim that he's amazing. He's not a stam mezid, he's a mezid gomer. If it's bar to the Eidim that he's amazing, that's the kind of mezid we need. That's a higher level of mezid. Becheskas mezid still is mezid. We assume that he's a mezid. He's doing it intentionally, but it's not the high level of mezid that we need to give an onesh to the individual, to give him malchus, to give him nisa. Comes the Ketzos and says that's pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says the chovah needs asra to determine that he's a mezid. Determine he's a mezid. He's a becheskas mezid. Why should it be necessary? No, lahachem in shogeg lemezid gomor. Right, to separate between a cheskas mezid and a brirus, a nikar ubarush of mezid, the higher level of mezid, the mezid gomer that you need to give an onish to the individual. That's what the Rambam means. Not to be mavchim between a shogeg and stam mezid, but to be mavchim between a cheskas mezid and a mezid gomer. Right, that it's bar of a nikar to the Eidim that he's a mezid. It's a higher level. It could be that's what the Rambam has in mind, that if the Balavera could say shachachti, just the fact that he has the potential to say that I forgot, that's already enough to say that it's not a mezid gomer. It's not nikarubara to the Eidim, he's amazing. Even though he's still becheskas mezid, we assume that the chaver knows the din, it's not enough, because it could be to give the onesh to the individual, it has to be a mezid gomer. It has to be this higher level of mezid, where it's bar of a nikar to the Eidim, he's amazing. So that could be what the Radvaz has in mind. The Rambam holds that Asra is la'achim and shogeg l'mezid, but a chaver still needs Asra, because the Rambam holds that you need this higher level of mezid in order to give the onesh. So that higher level of mezid requires Asra, even by a chaver. Because even if he's becheskas mezid, he still is not that higher level of mezid, and that's why we have to be master him in order to give him malchus or mis. Okay, not here.